With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks to Gio Gonzalez for joining us. If you missed him or Will Blackman of the Washington Redskins, Charlie Slows of the Nats Broadcast Network, who you hear here on The Fan, you can go to grantanddanny.com/audio when we're all done today, and you can listen to any of those interviews and the entire show. Let's go around the NFL, shall we? Some camps are open. Others are opening this week. Redskins 2 days away from the start of training camp. So let's get you some of the major storylines from the Nats. Starting off in Dallas, where the Cowboys cut Lucky Whitehead, who said, "I didn't get arrested. This is mistaken identity." And everyone laughed at him. And now he's right. All charges stemming for Lucky Whitehead from a petty larceny case have been dropped. Not a good look for the Cowboys, who cut the player when the news came out, which was a false accusation. The news wasn't wrong. The police got this wrong, apparently, in Prince William County. The warrant for Whitehead's arrest was rescinded when Virginia police discovered they had the wrong guy. Whitehead was a largely ineffective player when used on offense last year, as it is, but has made some big plays in the return game. So not a big deal that they released him. And clearly they wouldn't have cut him if he was a really good
player. Just a bad look.
But, yeah, this is not ideal. I was tweeting with Ian Rappaport of NFL Network later today. He told me that the Cowboys haven't formally cut Whitehead anyway. I don't really know what that means. So we'll see whether or not he is able to stay on their roster or if a team's able to pluck him off of waivers.
So a kid that I really liked and hoped last year to the Redskins at 17. Now, here's the thing. They got a better player that was a better fit because I never dreamed that Jonathan Allen was going to last to the Redskins at 17. But safety Malik Hooker, who I think is one of the best players in this draft, will probably start Colts camp on PUP. Remember, he had off-season shoulder surgery, sports hernia surgery, so a number of them already. Now it looks like he's got a hamstring tweak that's going to set him back. I always get so nervous about guys like this. Again, it may turn out to be nothing, a speed bump in the road. This is a guy that they haven't really they've had problems at the safety position really since and including Bob Sanders. That's been their car that Nicolas Cage couldn't steal in that movie. His what's the name of the thing you always pointed out?
Gone in 60 Seconds is Eleanor.
His Eleanor, thank you. That's been their Eleanor just like it has been here in Washington. So Malik Hooker starting on PUP, it looks like. Hope he ends up playing and playing well because I liked him.
I don't know what sound effect we have for me being irate, apoplectic, furious without control, and livid beyond belief. But whatever it is, cue it up. Redskins coaches continue to talk up wide receiver Ryan Grant.
Oh, no.
This is from ESPN.com. Wide receivers coach Ike Hilliard talking up the fourth-year player at the start of training camp. Redskins had a rift over Grant when Scott McLuhan was still GM. McLuhan preferred speedier, more athletic Rashad Ross, correctly, by the way. Grant was a coach's pet and remains so. This is from John Kime of ESPN.com. "I'm easily Ryan Grant's biggest fan," said Ike Hilliard. "He's always been one of our best pure route runners out of everyone on the team, even with Pierre and Deshaun here. Grant worked ahead of first-round pick Josh Doctson throughout Redskins OTAs and minicamp. Running routes does not make you a good wide receiver. Please record that, put it on a loop, and put it in Ike Hilliard's office. Thank you. That'll do for now."
Kenneth Dixon up in Baltimore, Air Hunt, up where Sony Peacekeeper, Get Ravens, Azian Superstore will start the season. Not at all. He suffered a torn meniscus. Feel bad. He was already slated to miss 4 games, and he was going to appeal the suspension, et cetera. Well, now it looks like he's going to miss even more than that. Meniscus tears, generally 6 to 8 week recovery period, but he's going to be basically unavailable to open up the season. That was a guy they were pretty excited about up there in Baltimore, so no Kenneth Dixon.
Quarterback update, a development for Marcus Mariota. I don't like this that much. He is lighter than he's ever been before, down to 215 pounds. Just to give you a comp, Robert Griffin was like 223 pounds when he was drafted by the Redskins. About 8 pounds less than that. He played at Oregon in the mid-220s. So he has lost nearly 10 pounds since his college playing weight. This is a guy that has not proven to be durable yet, runs around a lot, and takes hits. So he feels like he'll be more athletic, maybe lighter on his feet, can make more plays, be more explosive at 215. I worry about him taking shots, though, in the National Football League. He is now at the point where he's about as light a starting NFL quarterback as you'll find. So curious to see how this kind of develops moving forward for him. But he wanted to be a little bit quicker, apparently, and naturally over the course of the offseason, grinding and working out, he lost about 7 more pounds. So Mariota now down to 215. Just thinking about what that is when you got 330-pound D lineman falling on you and 267-pound outside linebackers chasing you down. It's just not a great weight.
Yeah, I'd rather have the padding of that extra muscle. Speaking of extra muscle, a guy that's not a household name, especially here in Washington, D.C., but people in the NFL know this guy can play. Dwayne Brown, 31 years old, absent at the start of Texans training camp. They're getting ready to depart, and nobody has seen him. There was an expectation he was going to hold out. His absence triggered a de-escalator clause that cut his salary in 2017 from $9.65 million to $9.4 million. Now, we just say point. My wife does this all the time where she goes, the house is just 1.4, but it's on the market for 1.3 or whatever. The 0.3, 0.1 is $100,000. $250,000 gone because he decided not to show up. Looks like he is going to, in fact, hold out. But a guy that could really help Houston and their young quarterback kind of get acclimated, not going to be there, it looks like, at the outset, holding out for a new deal.
And we talked about this in Hour 1 today. Free agent quarterback Robert Griffin working out with the L.A. Chargers today. It is his first workout since he was released by the Browns on March 10th, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Griffin working out through this offseason with ex-Colts and Stanford offensive coordinator Pep Hamilton, who's been a longtime NFL coach, even was in Cleveland for a cup of coffee at one point in time. The Chargers have Kellen Clemens as their backup and the only guy projected to make their roster quarterback other than Phil Rivers, Robert Griffin, hoping to crack the code and become at least a camp arm to try to win his way onto that roster. That is your trip around the NFL with all the news and notes you need from this Tuesday. Let's look at the Nats rotation. What's going to happen with Steven Strasburg? Is he headed to the disabled list? Why hasn't he gotten an MRI? We'll do that next, and also Nats trivia for tickets to see the Nationals play this week. So if you want to participate in Nats trivia, you can call us at 800-636-1067 to try to win those tickets next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.